The Bird Show.
How you doing, Anika?
Hi, how are you?
Good. You know, we talk about MySpace quite a bit on the show, and we have a pretty good time with it. But you're saying that you and your family are a little freaked out by what your sisters had to go through?
Yes. Oh, my God. Okay. Okay. Started a couple months ago before the summer, right? Her and her boyfriend, you know, they're having problems. They're like Bobby and Whitney. They're always breaking up and getting back together. You know, they broke up for a week and whatever, and they're having problems. And this guy sends her a friend request. And, you know, so they're communicating. They're corresponding and whatnot. They're on each other's friends list. And perhaps at some point there was a mild flirtation. After a brief correspondence, she gets back together with her boyfriend, and she's like, you know, she tells the guy, she's like, well, you know, back with my boyfriend, so, you know, we're going to have to cool things down and whatnot. And he gets pissed off. So, like, he starts visiting all her friends' pages, her boyfriend's page, like, posting comments, sending her messages, talking about, you know, I'm better than him. I look better than him. I have more money than him. How could he choose him, you know, over me? And so she's like, you know, okay, like, whoa, okay. So, you know, she goes to the history, like, you know, we love each other. We have a long history. You know, we're together. Leave me alone. So one day her boyfriend receives a message from the guy with his home address and the names of several family members.
Oh, no.
Now it gets creepy. Now it goes from, like, weird to, like, now you've got names and phone numbers, and now it's getting creepy.
So the stalker.
And he sends the message. He's like, have sex with me. Like, you know, have sex with me, or I'm going to make sure bad things happen you know, your boyfriend's family members or whatever.
And he's got addresses.
He found her boyfriend's home address, as well as names of family members and whatnot.
Mm-mm.
What clarification do you need, Jen?
I was just going to make sure the stalker had the boyfriend's information, not her information.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. So so they're all freaked out now. So the boyfriend comes in the picture. The boyfriend talks to the guy over the phone. And, you know, there's a heated exchange. And they arrange to meet to settle this issue, the boyfriend and the stalker.
Now, the stalker dude, if I remember correctly, I don't have the email in front of me. Isn't he like an ex-Marine or something?
Yes. Her boyfriend, a friend of his, is a computer hacker. And, they ran it back. They found out his last name, ran a background check on him. He was dishonorably discharged from the military. There's some kind of sexual assault on his record.
Oh, no.
You know, so, like, that's the situation with that.
He's a bad
However, dude. His MySpace page indicates that he's an Army recruiter. They were also able to track his traveling habits. It's weird, like, the stuff that you can find out. They were able to track his car rentals, his flights, things like that. You know, so, like, in their last communication, he said he was in Texas, but they were able to you know, track his flights, and they found out that he lives in Great Neck, New York, and et cetera. And another weird thing about it is, like, when communicating with my sister, he seems to be based where my sister is based. Our family lives down here in Georgia, but we recently moved here from New York, and she goes to school in Maryland. So it's like, you know, he claims that, you know, he has some kind of connection to the same city, in Maryland in which she goes to school. He's also, he also claims to live in Decatur, Georgia, which is, you know, not around 45 minutes from where we live. And he also seems to have connections in New York. So it's like, I don't know, it's weird.
So, and you found all this out because her boyfriend, you said, is, like, knows a hacker, and he found out all this information.
Yeah, found out all that. So found out his last name, everything.
Go back to the part where you said they called each other, had this exchange, and then they met in person. How'd they get the phone numbers?
At some point, their correspondence escalated to phone conversations.
All right,
okay.
So they exchange phone numbers, and he goes and does the very brave thing, goes to meet the former Marine, and tell us about that exchange.
Okay, so they talk, and the boyfriend is like, what the hell is going on? You know, what's up? If you want to do something, let's do something. And long story short, the Marine says, oh, man, like, man, I really respect you for doing this. I mean, you know, you basically risk your life. So he's like, you know what? I really respect your relationship. I mean, you know, your boyfriend really loves you. And, you know, I'm going to go away, man, because, like, wow, he really loves, he risked his life.
So he confronts this guy, and the dude is so impressed with, like, the honor that he just decides that he's going to split.
Exactly.
Okay.
Wow.
So he's like, you know, wow. Okay, so that was around the beginning of the summer.
Okay.
All is well. You know, my sister and their boyfriend, they both, they delete their MySpace pages. And, you know, they think everything is fine. All is well. Around 2 weeks ago, my sister goes back on MySpace. She's looking for her boyfriend's MySpace page.
Mm-hmm.
She does a search using her boyfriend's email address.
So the stalker was using the boyfriend's address?
Yep.
How does that happen?
I don't even know enough about MySpace to even question that.
Hey, where was your sister when her boyfriend confronted the Marine guy?
She was in Maryland, and at that point in time, it's possible that the stalker was in New York at the time because the boyfriend also lives in New York. So they most likely met in New York. And the stalker was, from what I understand, he was in a hotel. So he went to the hotel, and they talked in the hotel room.
So it's a lot to follow along
with.
Yeah. Nah, it's easy.
How?
The boyfriend created the stalker.
That's what I'm thinking.
The boyfriend created the stalker?
The boyfriend created the stalker. Like
that has to be the case.
So your sister has never met the stalker?
Never met him.
Never talked to him on the
phone? Oh, yeah, that's right, Atlanta Police Department. You know where to find me. I'm ready to be a detective.
CSI MySpace.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm hoping that that's the case because this is really creepy. This doesn't make sense.
Holy, wow. So your sister has never talked to stalker on the phone?
I see she has. She had to have because, I mean, that's the only way the boyfriend would have gotten the telephone number and things like that.
Get a friend.
So he creates the stalker to make his girlfriend nervous and make him, like, out to be the hero.
Like, he did something equally cruel, you know, over the summer. So that's why I'm kind of suspicious. I'm like, I think he, you know, this is another cruel hoax, you know? And, I'm hoping that's the case.
Before you called us today, did this theory ever cross your mind that the boyfriend might also be the stalker?
Yes, it did. I did ask her. I said, are you sure this isn't some kind of prank that your boyfriend is playing? And she doesn't think so.
Boy, that is psycho.
He did some of that. Over the summer, he lied and said that, you know, he made her believe that he had some kind of STD. And so she's here freaking out. She's like, huh? How is that? So his explanation, when he finally told you, he was like, no, I don't. His explanation was that, I just told you that because you wouldn't go get tested. I wanted you to go get tested.
Oh, weird.
Wow. Either way, you got a problem on your hand. You have a legitimate stalker or you got a psycho boyfriend.
It's a psycho boyfriend. It's it.
Wow.
He created. That's why when she types in his email address, the stalker guy comes up.
Wow. That is the only explanation for that.
That's
And it's also very interesting because she told her boyfriend that the guy was on her page, she did a password check, and my sister's name was the guy's password. So the boyfriend emails the guy, and he's like, yo, like, what's going on, you know? And so he's like, you know, like, what's going on? And the boyfriend basically says, well, you know, your girl's a slut, your girl's a tramp. You know, ask so-and-so, and he named people who lived in her building, because she lives on campus, and he names people who lives in her building.
So only the boyfriend would...
The guys, you know, the guys who he named, they're like, do you know this person? And they basically denied knowing the person, showed them the profile, showed them the picture, and they denied knowing the guy.
So the boyfriend obviously knows all of the names that are in the building.
Right, so
he could use those. I never saw this coming. Good morning, Q100 and the Bert Show.
Hey, it's Derek. How are you guys?
Good.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Has she thought about blocking his page? Because if you can block him, then there's no way that he can search or anything for her.
You ever thought about doing? Has she thought about doing that? Blocking the stalker / boyfriend's page?
Oh, blocking it—that's a possibility. But I'm wondering if that would solve the problem because if the stalker is real, I mean, he knows how to find her. You know, he knows. And she also said that she's been getting phone calls from a private number, and when she answers, no one is there. And also, the boyfriend claims to have received a phone call from him at his new number because the boyfriend had recently changed his cell phone number.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that the stalker called him, you know, quote, just to say hi. You know, but, you know, if the stalker is real, I think he's kind of trying to kind of subliminal message, like, look, on you had a telephone number that you didn't give me. Ha ha, look at how much power I have.
Well, there is a way that people can hijack your MySpace page, right?
Yes.
Have you heard about this?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, where they can, like, lift your page and then start sending what?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called just stealing your password. They can do the same thing to your email or whatever.
But there's some way that they do it. I don't know. My friend was explaining it to me this weekend, and then they send out, like advertising postings or whatever.
Right, they just steal your password.
But how do they find out your password?
The same way you get those junk emails where it says, uh-oh, your eBay transaction hasn't come through. Enter your savings account number and your mother's maiden name here, and we'll fix the problem for you.
Now, the part that you missed here, Jeff, is that when somehow, some way, the stalker was using the sister's name as his password.
Yeah.
And the boyfriend figured that out, amazingly.
I know.
Hey, Quentin, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, how's it going? I was just listening to the conversation, and you guys were saying that maybe there's a possibility that this boyfriend made up the stalker guy, but I thought they did a background check on the stalker and found out who he was and what he did for
the
a living.
Did
the boyfriend do the background check, or was your sister responsible for that?
The computer hacker is the boyfriend's friend.
Of course he is.
So basically the boyfriend was the source of all this information.
Right.
All right. Wow. I would have never seen that coming.
Psycho
nice job.
Boyfriend.
I would have
wow.
never seen it. Yeah. Maybe you got to really look a little bit closer at the boyfriend.
So the next step, I told her to start, you know, save all the correspondence. The boyfriend was telling her, you know, don't get paranoid and all that stuff.
I'll take care of you.
Right. I'll protect
so
you.
I'll protect you. Against
I'm glad you actually mentioned the whole password thing. I'm actually going to test the password situation and find out whether or not MySpace actually sends the actual password that you initially created, or whether or not, you know, they just allow you to reset the password. Because, I mean, if they only have you reset the password, then that means, you know, the whole her name being his password thing was a falsehood, and quite possibly, you know, that could help us reach our conclusion as to whether or not her boyfriend is behind this. I'm somewhat suspicious because it just doesn't make sense. It does not make sense.
Here's what you do I guarantee you can make the stalker go away in one way. Is you just tell your sister to tell the boyfriend that, hey, I just want to give you a heads up. I talked to my sister about it and this whole stalker thing, and we just need to be done with it. So she has a friend who's an FBI agent who turned this over so the FBI is going to investigate it, and I gave them your information so they're going to call you and ask you questions about this guy. I guarantee you'll never hear from the stalker again.
Good idea.
Yeah, we got to get an update from you. Yeah. So the next thing that you're about to do is contact MySpace for about the whole password thing. And then I think what Jeff said also is you got to tell your sister to do the same thing, and then let's check back with you in a couple of days and see if the stalker has left you alone.
Hey, great. Thanks so much.
Hey, The Bird Show.